This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast. If you hear that sound in the background, those are the show notes coming hot off the press. And, you know, today is kind of an interesting day. I was looking for sort of that one thing in the news that we kind of themed the show around. And the news has been kind of boring lately. In fact, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I haven't even been sharing much lately on my social media. It's almost like what I'm thinking is, you know, Trump needs to do something. We need a new controversy for those of us that have talk shows. Please, you know, give us something to talk about. I mean, it's just been dead in the last two or three days. Of course, the one big news story is Trump as commander in chief using his powers for the first time with the strike earlier this week in Syria. The Tomahawk missile strike, which the more reporting that's done on it, it appears to have been really much of nothing. We're not really getting the sense with the pictures, with the comments from Syria and Russia, that really we did much at all in terms of damage. So who knows what really happened? But maybe Lindsey Graham has the best warning of all for the leader of Syria and the Russians. He said today on one of the talking head shows this morning that you simply don't want to take on Trump because you just don't know what he might do on a given day. So it's kind of the crazy man argument, I guess. And, you know, I like Trump, and he is his own man, and he is sort of growing into the presidency. Because he said he would never do something like this, just a strike in Syria was all about the U.S. and not worrying about what was happening in other countries. But you really do have to look at the circumstances and say, at what point morally do we have to act when you see something like we saw with this chemical attack by Syria on its own people? You really do have to say, okay, if you're going to act, this is a time to act. It really seemed like whatever line you draw in the sand, that they had gone over that line. But it appears that it may have done little good. And according to everything we're seeing, little damage, and it has done nothing but sort of embolden the Syrians and the Russians. So who knows where we're going to go with all that. So a lot to get into tonight. In hour number two, we're going to be talking about one of, I think, the most interesting topics that we've had on the show, the topic of Ted Bundy. We go back to the topic again with a new author. His name is Kevin Sullivan, and he is a journalist, and he's also a former pastor as well. And we're going to be talking about his book called The Bundy Secrets, Hidden Files on America's Worst Serial Killer. And there's a lot of reasons why I'm interested in Ted Bundy. Possibly the most important reason is that I want to warn people. I teach women's self-defense. And one of the things I do in my women's self-defense classes is I start by showing a documentary about Ted Bundy. Because we know that the more than three dozen women that he killed, that most of them willingly went with him to be tortured, raped, and murdered. Yes, they were tricked by a very smart guy, Ted Bundy, who went to Florida's electric chair in the 1980s, but is still viewed as really one of the most infamous serial killers in the entire history of this country. Very, very interesting guy. Was diabolical, would be the best word to describe Ted Bundy. It's interesting because of all the topics we go to on the show, I make note of where the biggest downloads are taking place across the internet on our past episodes. And Ted Bundy is one of those topics that you as the listener have voted just by your downloads and your interest in this topic that we go back to that tonight in hour number two with author and journalist Kevin Sullivan. Next week is Easter and we're going to take the day off for Easter, but we've got two great shows lined up for you that I like to run on Easter. And they'll also run on our 24-hour channel during the week. We have an interview on the historical evidence for the resurrection of Christ. Yes, evidence outside of the Bible that seems pretty indisputable about the resurrection of Christ. That'll be in hour number one next week. And in hour number two, we will be discussing, this is again a replay that we've done, one of our biggest shows, The Shroud of Turin. Will be discussed in hour number two next week. Both replays having to do with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday. And then in 2 weeks, we bring back to the show Tony Ortega, who is a blogger who has a blog called The Underground Bunker, which is all about Scientology. And we're going to talk about Scientology in 2 weeks, including my 24 hours inside Scientology. Yep, I went 24 hours inside Scientology, went through their training program and all of that, walked around Clearwater, Florida, went into their various buildings and facilities and actually participated in a training program. My 24 hours inside Scientology, that will be discussed when Tony Ortega joins us. As he talks about Scientology and the latest news, that'll be in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, I will be publishing an article about my 24 hours inside Scientology over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Wow. So this week, I guess the big story would be what happened in Syria and President Trump launching the Tomahawk missile strike on the Syrian airbase that was the airbase where the attack was launched, the chemical gas attack was launched. It appears that they used chlorine was one of the primary chemicals. Just a horrific scene, including the death of babies, infants. But if that were not enough, with the Chinese president in town visiting President Trump, that happening at the same time. Now we're hearing late news today that the United States is sending warships to the Korean Peninsula. And it's being announced as just further drills, further training, further exercises with the South Koreans. However, this is all on the brink of a lot of just weird news coming out about what the possible strategy could be to deal with North Korea, including the rumor that the Trump administration is actually considering an assassination of Kim Jong-un. That is a rumor. We're seeing that reported in multiple sources. We're also hearing that within a matter of days, it is possible that that the Korean dictator, North Korean dictator, could actually complete another nuclear test. So in addition to the missiles that he's been launching, that he will actually test another nuclear weapon. These are typically done underground, but that test will possibly take place in a matter of days. And if that test does go forward, many are saying that that is the fuse that would be lit for President Trump to take some very decisive action in dealing with North Korea. So just on the one hand, as things sort of seem to be settled down a little bit in the news and regarding all the controversy about President Trump, the Russians being involved in our elections, all of that seems to have sort of gone by the wayside with this recent military strike in Syria, and now things heating up between the U.S. and North Korea. Well, if you missed out on the run on Bitcoin, there are some other very, very popular digital currencies that you can take a look at that are still very cheap. That and more right after this. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I want to spend some time, a lot of things to go into during this first hour of the show. Again, in the hour number two tonight, our guest segment, my guest will be Kevin Sullivan. We'll be talking about the book, The Bundy Secrets. I want to talk about digital currency, and It's really interesting because I have been talking about this now maybe 5-6 years. I started buying Bitcoin when it was $12. I didn't buy very much. I really regret that I did not buy much because it's trading right now at over $1,200. I mean, can you imagine if I just was smart enough to put like $5,000 in it? Anyway, I do own some Bitcoin, but there are some other currencies to take a look at. And one of the things that scares people away from Bitcoin is when they hear that one Bitcoin is $1,200, they mistakenly think that they actually need $1,200 to get into Bitcoin, that sort of represents the minimum investment, which is the price for one Bitcoin. Now, what you should know is that you can actually, Bitcoin goes out to the eighth decimal point. So you can get in Bitcoin, you know, for 10 bucks, 50 bucks, 100 bucks. In fact, I said at my recent workshops I did in Cleveland and Chicago, I think everybody should just have 100 bucks in Bitcoin because who knows what's going to happen. I heard a talk show guest this week who seemed to know an awful lot about Bitcoin. He said that if you own just 1/10 of a Bitcoin, which that would be $120 today in terms of today's prices. His thought was if you owned just 1/10 of a Bitcoin, again, 120 bucks, that would down the road pay for your kids to go to college. It would pay off your mortgage and it would set you up for retirement for the rest of your life. That sounds fantastic. I don't know, but I'll tell you this. What excites me about these digital currencies, we're going to talk about a few other ones other than Bitcoin. But what gets me excited about it is, you know what? There's not a lot today that the little guy can put $100 into and hope for something that big to happen. I mean, it's certainly a lot smarter than buying a lottery ticket or 100 lottery tickets if you're going to put 100 bucks in. It's certainly a lot smarter move than that. But it's kind of like the analogy I use. It's kind of like buying, you know, the first issue or the IPO of a new stock, which normally the IPO of a tech stock is going to go to the super wealthy clients of the investment firms that are involved in bringing that company public. But you know, imagine being able to actually, you know, buy the IPO of the first version of internet money, if you will. And that's really what Bitcoin represents. And you can get in on that now. You can, you know, go over to Coinbase. In fact, I have a link. If you go to christianmoney.com and at the top of the page, you'll see a link that says workshop notes. Those are the notes from the workshops that I just taught in Cleveland and Chicago, which were about a lot of different things. Digital currency was just one of the topics I touched on. But anyway, if you go to that workshop notes link at the top of christianmoney.com, there is a link to Coinbase. And if you purchase $100 worth of Bitcoin through that link, you'll get an extra $10 of Bitcoin. So you get $110 of Bitcoin. So that's kind of a cool way of getting started with Bitcoin. But there are some others that people are really excited about. And I want to mention a couple of these that I'm really familiar with. And then I want to tell you about a couple of names that are actually pretty new to me. So one that is huge, in fact, man, it was a few months ago. The currency is called Ethereum, and the trading symbol is ETH. So that's Edward Thomas Henry. That is the trading symbol for it in the digital currency world. Presently trading for $43. And I want to go back a year and take a look at what the price was. Let me see if I can get a price here. Yeah, so a year ago, actually, this is recent. So this goes back to as recently as January. You could have got in on Ethereum for $10. And Ethereum, symbol ETH, that's Edward Thomas Henry, ETH, going right now for $43 Ethereum. So that's one of the secondary sort of up-and-comers behind Bitcoin. And then there's another one called Ripple XRP. That's X-Ray Ronald Paul. XRP, X-Ray Ronald Paul. Ripple XRP, which is presently going for about 3 cents, is another one that people are super, super excited about and painting a very rosy picture. And then, of course, a dark horse that's been around for a long time, many, many years, always kind of looked at secondarily to Bitcoin, is one called Litecoin. That's L-I-T-E-C-O-I-N, Litecoin. And a lot of these are so cheap, honestly, that you could just put, you know, you could take like $250 and you could just get involved with, you know, almost all of these. So let me take a look at Litecoin here. The most recent price for Litecoin is $9.29 for Litecoin, L-I-T-E-C-O-I-N. And then there's a new one here that I ran across today that a lot of people are talking about. It is called Monero, Monero. And I'm going to go ahead and bring that one up on the screen. I think just before we went to air, Monero, which trades under the symbol XMR. So that's X-ray Michael Ronald is the symbol for Monero, XMR. And we can get a look at the price here. Just before we went live tonight, it was showing the price to be around $20 for Monero. I'm trying to get a present quote for Monero. And again, you know, here's the thing. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I just don't know where these currencies are going to go as far as price goes. And so a lot of people will try and nail me down and say, oh, Jim, so you're saying that I should buy Monero. It's trading right now for $21, Monero, symbol XMR. That's X-ray Michael Ronald. And so people try to kind of paint me into a corner and say, oh, so you're telling me to buy this. You know, I don't know what any of these are going to do. I'm sitting here looking at Bitcoin that I bought at $12 and it's over $1,200. And you look at the worldwide acceptance of something like Bitcoin, where now you can, you know, I just bought something last week I bought something on Amazon, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I bought a brand new Microsoft Surface tablet. I used one of these online third-party exchanges called Purse.io, and I was able to buy something from Amazon and get like a 15% discount by using Purse.io. But you can get a Bitcoin debit card now. I think there are many different ones. There are Bitcoin ATM machines all over the world. Many websites, including mainstream sites like Overstock.com, are accepting Bitcoin. So as we go to the break here, so here are the up-and-comers: Monero, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Ripple XRP, all following behind Bitcoin. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, is it the end of the world coming on April 19th? Well, one article here says it may be. We'll tell you all about it after this.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And of course, I want to remind everyone that the website is ChristianMoney.com. We're all about ways of saving money, making money, avoiding scams. We also have some really good conservative articles. You know, we don't like to be political for the sake of being political, but we do participate in the culture war. Yep, we do. And some people don't like that. We've had some complaints, but we're not going to change that. I mean, the fact is that as a Christian, as a conservative, we're going to speak up when people want to do weird things, like tell us that it's okay for a boy to shower with our daughters because on that day he thinks he's a girl. Well, we're going to say that's not okay. And we're sorry if that offends you. You're welcome to continue to read our articles and visit our website and listen to the show while you are offended. But we're not going to stop weighing in on the culture war. All right. There was a time in this country when the idea of working from home was a scam. And it was such a kind of an open and shut thing that literally anybody that had a work from home opportunity that they wanted to advertise, you immediately were told no by like the big, like Facebook, places like that will tell you no work from home advertising, as if it's not possible to honestly and ethically work from home. Yes, there are a lot of work from home scams, but here's really the future. My wife and I were talking about this today. The future is with virtual schools, a lot of kids are now going to work their work, which is school, at home on the computer. And this is kind of, you know, bringing us into a new culture where more and more people are working from home. And one of the biggest companies involved in this revolution of the workplace is Amazon.com. And I have a news story right here. This is from yesterday. And I just want to read a little bit of this to you. Amazon is hiring 5,000. Now, they already have thousands and thousands of people doing this, but they're now hiring 5,000 more people to be virtual customer service agents. And you would work from home as a part-time employee of Amazon. And this is just an interesting idea. I've talked about this in my seminars. I've talked about it on radio interviews that I've done. If you're somebody who, for whatever the reason, maybe you just like not having to drive into work. Maybe you're somebody, maybe you have small children and you want to work from home, or whatever the reason. You know, maybe you live in kind of a remote area and there aren't a lot of job opportunities without you driving a super long commute into work. This is becoming more and more the case. And it's not just Amazon. There are many, many companies now that are doing this, hiring people to work from home to do customer service. And I don't really know exactly how all of this works. I mean, obviously, you're going to be on the phone, but it probably is some type of a software application. I'm just speculating. You probably go online and you log in at the time you're supposed to be available, and then the calls would start coming in through your computer, and you'd have a headset on, and you'd have access to Amazon's database to pull up people's orders and help them with their situation and all that. But in any case, these are the kind of jobs that might have maybe some years ago been outsourced to India, overseas. But more and more of these these phone center type jobs are being given to people as work from home opportunities. And it makes sense for everybody, because then a big company like Amazon doesn't have to go rent a giant warehouse space, you know, for all these people to work. People are working from their own location. So if you're looking for a job, or maybe a part-time job, something to supplement your full-time job, or maybe you just need a little part-time job, you're in retirement, or maybe you're supplementing the income, the primary earner in your home might be your spouse, and you're looking for something to do part-time, check this out. You just go to Google and type in Amazon jobs, and you would find this. They're also hiring a tremendous amount of people to work in their various warehouses around the country. This article specifically mentions Nashville and Chattanooga as locations where you could get a job working in their warehouse. And just so you know, when you hear the term warehouse, I know a lot of people think that they would be actually spending most of their day lifting heavy boxes and all that. I'm sure there's some amount of that involved. But when you have a warehouse, most of these warehouses now with Amazon are fully automated, and the boxes are moved around by robots. I kid you not. So your job in these warehouses would probably be more brain work, working on a computer, these kinds of jobs, not as much a physical grunt type of job. So don't rule out working at one of Amazon's warehouses. And so that kind of brings us to a related story, a story that many have dubbed the headline, the retail apocalypse. And this is where more and more and more retailers are closing their doors. And we've got, of course, the big names, and we keep mentioning these. The store this week that announced they're closing all their locations. Let me see if I can find it here. H.H. Gregg says here, and of course, we've mentioned Gander Mountain. We've mentioned Payless Shoes. There are so many different stores we've mentioned, but H.H. Gregg is filing bankruptcy. Radio Shack, it says, is filing its second bankruptcy. And H.H. Gregg, I can't find the actual statistic here, but H.H. Gregg is closing, I don't know if it's all of their stores, let me see if we can find this, or most of their stores. I mean, it's like several hundred stores, H.H. Gregg. Yes, H.H. Gregg to close all stores is the headline here. And if you're not familiar with H.H. Gregg, it's sort of a big box store where you can buy a big screen TV or a refrigerator. It's more about appliances. And I know Best Buy has gotten into the appliances, and Home Depot, of course, has always been into the appliances. But so many of these stores we're looking at that are in trouble. And Amazon just continues to take a bigger and bigger chunk of the market. And so the retail apocalypse continues. So here's how you adapt. Maybe you're someone that loses a job at H.H. Gregg or Payless Shoes or Radio Shack or Gander Mountain or one of these places. Well, what do? Go to work for Amazon. And whether it's working in their warehouses or working for them as a worker from your own home, providing virtual customer service, as it's called. So that's how you roll with the punches in the new economy. And then if you have been following this story, which is so obnoxious, and I've gotten these calls. My son has gotten these calls. In fact, we were at lunch together about 7 or 8 months ago, and we put one of these guys on the speakerphone and had a lot of fun. But these folks that call you saying they're from the IRS, they're coming to arrest you and all of this nonsense, and they have a distinct Indian accent, Indian as in the country of India. So there was a major arrest. Sagar Thakkar, age 24, was detained in Mumbai after arriving on a flight from Dubai on Saturday. He is allegedly the mastermind of the IRS scam call centers. And he's operating offshore, which is what a lot of people believed. And this scam continued to get more and more sophisticated to the point that when you actually picked up your phone, it would say IRS on the caller ID. They would even have a certain amount of information about you. They might even know your social security number or other identifying things like maybe your birth date as a way to convince you that they were legitimately an IRS agent. They would threaten to have you arrested within a matter of hours if you didn't give them money through some very unconventional means, like going to Walmart and buying a Green Dot card or putting money as an iTunes credit on an iTunes gift card. Well, it looks like they got the guy, at least allegedly, CNN Money reporting this arrest. So maybe that scam is over, and I'm going to keep the teaser going. An asteroid about to hit the Earth on April 19th. We'll tell you about it after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, one thing you might want to do this week with your family would be to check out a new movie, which is based on the Lee Strobel book, The Case for Christ. And Lee Strobel has another book called The Case for Faith. But I love The Case for Christ book. It's a very interesting book. If you're, you know, anybody that's just ever wondered about the existence of God, and maybe you really haven't looked into the historicity, as we say it, of Jesus Christ, and that he actually was a real person that lived, recorded by history, and some of the super compelling evidence, not only of his life, but also his death and then his resurrection. And the Case for Christ movie is now playing nationwide, and I'm considering going out to be able to see this possibly tomorrow, and unless my wife decides we're going to go together and see this, I'd love to go see it before it's out of the movie theater. It's one of those movies I'd probably rather see at the movie theater. It'd be fun to see it with a group of people and to see it on the big screen. The Case for Christ, perfect timing to release this the week of Easter. And there's some big names in the movie, including Faye Dunaway, believe it or not, is in the movie based on the Lee Strobel book, the movie called The Case for Christ. And that is just coming out this weekend. It's out, so you can go see that now. And I'm looking here in my small town of Palm Coast, Florida. It's actually showing here. So it looks like it got a pretty wide release because we don't always get these movies right away. Well, one reason to believe in God, to believe in Christ, is that the end of the world may be coming, and it may happen on April the 19th. Well, maybe it's not quite that bad, but the headline here is Big Asteroid Heading Close to Earth. A relatively large asteroid will cross Earth's orbit around the sun this month. Astrophysicists and astronomers say there is no chance of a collision, but it will be the closest flyby of an asteroid that large for at least 10 years. The asteroid is called JO25. That's not a very, you know, nice name, is it? You think you might name an asteroid with a name like you might name your dog, right? Barney. That's a good name for an asteroid. Asteroid JO25, discovered 3 years ago, is about 650 meters across, or 2,100 feet in diameter. 60 times as large as the small asteroid that plunged into our atmosphere as a meteor and exploded over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk in 2013. If you remember that just horrific pictures of that. It looked like something out of a movie when that asteroid hit Russia, and it looked like Russia was being bombed, and people thought they were being bombed. They thought we were at war, and it was quite a scene. Well, it appears that this asteroid is 60 times larger than that. But according to all the mathematical calculations, it's not going to hit the Earth, but April 19th might be an interesting day. Who knows what something like that coming this close to Earth could do? Maybe it could cause something to happen with the seas or with volcanic activity or earthquakes. All of those things, certainly possibilities. All right. And then this, the IRS is notifying 100,000 financial aid applicants that they might be tax identity theft victims. There's just no end to this, is there? This whole idea of identity theft. It's almost like everybody's identity and all your personal information is out there in one way or another, whether you shopped at Target or another store, you used a certain website, or now filled out paperwork to get financial aid. Here's the story. The IRS is sending out 100,000 notification letters. IRS Commissioner John Koskinen told members of the Senate Finance Committee about 35,000 letters were already on their way to people advising them that their tax information may be at risk thanks to a, quote, convenience app, end quote, that populates their student loan application with tax data. Our position has been, as we've been working with the Department of Education, we can't confidently distinguish the smaller part of that pool or the part of the pool that had their data stolen from those that may have had their data stolen. That doesn't even make any sense, but that's coming from the IRS. So basically they're saying, we just don't know, but, it looks like 100,000 people may have had their identity stolen. And this is the time of year, which, by the way, if you haven't filed your tax return, you have, I guess the 15th this year falls on a weekend. So you need to check your calendar. But of course, the 15th is the deadline to file your taxes. And, you know, for me, I just don't file ever on the 15th. The 15th is on a Saturday. So generally that would give you until the following Monday, but check with your tax advisor. You've got to file either your extension or your tax return. And if you're making an IRA contribution, you've got to get that in here before the 15th, or it might be that they give you a couple days on that as well. So that's coming up. But this is how people find out that their tax identity has been stolen many times, is they go to file their taxes to get their tax refund. And then they get a letter from the IRS saying, well, we would love to send you your tax refund, except we've already sent that check out to someone else. And this happens more and more where people are actually scammed. And you might think, oh, well, that's no big deal, because once you get in touch with the IRS and explain to them that that really wasn't you that filed the bogus tax return, that it was someone else, you think that that would just be a simple phone call and they would punch a couple of buttons on their computer and all would be good? Not. I have heard people telling me it's taken months, in some cases over a year, for that to be unraveled. So if you are interested, if you're looking for some recommendations on identity theft, software, identity theft programs, send me an email. I have one I will recommend to you off the air, jim@christianmoney.com. It's one that I personally use and I can recommend it to you. Send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com, and I will get that out to you. I got a couple of emails from folks asking again, how do they get that link to buy Bitcoin and how does that work? So if you go to christianmoney.com, at the top of the page, you'll see some links there. And one of the links says workshop notes. And if you click on the workshop notes, it'll take you to a list of all the different things that I referenced in my recent workshops that I did in Cleveland and Chicago. But one of the links there is on Bitcoin. You can on buying Bitcoin. So if you click on that, you can buy $100 of Bitcoin, and they'll give you an additional $10 of Bitcoin. That's through Coinbase, but you have to use that link that's in my workshop notes to get the $10 bonus. And how do you buy it? People are asking. You can use PayPal. You can use a credit card. You can use a direct deposit from your bank account. Any number of ways that you can actually purchase the Bitcoin through Coinbase. So if you're listening, you know, maybe you'll put $50 in, maybe you put $100 in. Bitcoin is presently trading at just over $1,200, which once it gets up to this point, the interesting thing is $1,211 presently. Once it gets to this level, you will start to get a lot of news coverage. And that's when sort of the average person starts jumping in, and that's when it's off to the races. There's an article here that caught my eye yesterday, and this is from Business Insider. The headline, "The first investor in Snapchat thinks Bitcoin could realistically be worth $500,000 by 2030. Pretty amazing. This is Jeremy Liu, spelled L-I-E-W. He was the first seed capital investor in Snapchat, and he is predicting a price of Bitcoin of $500,000 for one Bitcoin by the year 2030. So just doing the math, if you bought 1/10 of a Bitcoin, that would be $120. So if you owned 1/10 of a Bitcoin, 10% of a Bitcoin, according to this guy's numbers, that could be worth $50,000 by the year 2030. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be worth that. I'm not really making any predictions. We've had people on the show, however, that have predicted that Bitcoin could be worth many millions of dollars for one Bitcoin. So this $500,000 figure is actually towards the lower end of figures you see in news stories like this predicting the future value of Bitcoin. Something we like to talk about a lot at ChristianMoney.com, digital currencies, Bitcoin. We've got another article coming out this week on some of the alternatives to Bitcoin. So follow us, ChristianMoney.com, or the blog, blog.ChristianMoney.com. We'll take a break for news and announcements. We'll be back talking about Ted Bundy. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.